USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID-19 cases remain on the decline. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Friday that the U.S. has seen a five-week decline in confirmed cases, with daily averages dropping since a peak in mid-January. Those are trends that should continue into the spring, according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that virus variants could create new hotspots of infection, but he doesn't believe that they'll be significant enough to reverse the current trends.
I think these trends are likely to continue. The new variants do create new risk. I think B.1.1.7 creates some risk that we could see a resurgence of infection in certain parts of the country and higher prevalence overall in the spring and the summer than we might have seen without this strain. But it's not going to be enough to reverse these trends at this point. I think it's too little too late in most parts of the country with rising vaccination rates and also the fact that we've infected about a third of the public. That's enough protective immunity that we're likely to see these trends continue.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Even as new coronavirus cases continue to fall, with hospitalization rates and deaths also slowing, the United States is approaching a grim milestone. 500,000 lives lost to the virus in a little over a year. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls that milestone devastating. The chief medical advisor to the White House tells CNN that the death toll from COVID is something unseen in more than a century, and is why he continues to push for public health measures.
It's really horrible. It's something that is historic. It's nothing like we've ever been through in the last 102 years since the 1918 influenza pandemic. People decades from now, Dana, are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone, you know, in the history of this country. To have these many people to have died from a respiratory-borne infection, it really is a terrible situation that we've been through and that we're still going through. And that's the reason why we keep insisting to continue with the public health measures, because we don't want this to get much worse than it already is.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package will begin working its way through Congress this week after House Democrats introduced the full text of the bill last Friday. The package contains nearly $130 billion in funding for K-12 schools, with most tapped to help them reopen with COVID safety guidelines in place. But Representative Steve Scalise points out that it's unnecessary to set aside that much money in this relief bill. The Louisiana Republican tells ABC's This Week that there are still billions in unspent funds for schools to use to reopen from previous stimulus bills.
This money idea, by the way, that you have to wait until the money comes out, John, that's not the case. There's over $60 billion still remaining in previous relief packages specifically for reopening schools. The money's there. This idea that you have to pass more money, the Congressional Budget Office said the money in this relief package moving through Congress this next week, that money will not even be able to be spent. 95% of it won't even be able to be spent until 2022. So do they really want to pass a bill that's going to delay reopening schools even more? Our kids can't wait. They need to be in the classroom today. The science says they can be in the classroom today. The question is the will there for some politicians in Washington who are bowing to the teachers' unions right now? The first priority should be the kids. The science says they can be and need
okay,
to
but,
be
but,
in the
but,
classroom. There's devastating impact.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.